If you don't have the chanting book, there are still some more in the box. Huh? Okay, page 4. We will start off with the salutation to the Buddha, Vandana. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micacara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Suramiraya majjhapamadatthana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Okay, we will chant the Padipa Puja, offering of likes. Ganda sarvapadithena dipena tamadangsina tiloka dipang sambuddhang pujayami tamonudang. Ganda sambarayutena dupena hang suganghina pujaye pujaniyang tang. Puja bhajana muttamang vanna ganda guno petang etang kasuma santati yami munindasa siri pada sarorohe pujemi buddhang kasumena nena punnena mattena ca hotu mokhang pupang milayati yata idang me kayo tata yati vinasa bhavang adivase tuno bante paniyang parikapitang anukampang upadaya patikanhatu muttamang. Okay, turn to page 18. We will do the puja aspiration. Yeah, the last page. A simple guide to doing your personal puja and aspiration. Understanding the significance of offering of light, we shall make the following aspiration. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness and ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of clear water lead us to the pure clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fire of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruits of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition as soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana, making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits born of this offering, may our spiritual faculties of sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balanced. Sharing and transference of merits. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings, without exception, especially to those the conditions and affinity to receive them. Okay, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we will make the salutation to the Triple Gem. Buddhang Pujayami. Dhammang Pujayami. Sanghang Pujayami. Okay. Now you can be seated. I just got a cold just now. Earlier on was cough. Yesterday was cough. The cough was quite bad. Then just now before you all came, I got this cold. But the cold will go off by tomorrow. The only thing is the cough. I don't know how long the cough will take. Cough is the only thing I got no answer. Because it is something that irritates the throat. But for the cold and all those things, that one easy. I need to rest one night only. I should be okay by tomorrow. Okay. Now supposed to be meditation. We will have half an hour of meditation. For those who really know to meditate, you can go ahead. For those who are new, you just relax body and mind. Then maintain silent within. I will give you some simple instruction. I will off the light. Just relax body and mind. Make sure you have a stable posture. Then check your backbone. Make sure it's straight. Close your eye. Then maintain a relaxed posture of body and mind. Then you feel your forehead. Don't think, just feel. You can detect any tension or stress within. You just silently relax them. Relax, relax, and relax. Feel your forehead muscles soothingly relax. Then you sweep your mind down to your eye muscle. Do the same feel. If there is any tension, any tightness, or any stress within, you just relax them all. Then you feel your facial muscle. Each and every strand feel, then relax and deep into it. Then in order to help you develop the ability to relax more, you can visualize yourself facing a mirror, radiating a radiant smile. When you can smile, there is joy, there is happiness, and naturally your facial muscle will relax. Then you radiate love and metta to yourself. Metta is loving kindness. You can recite following me. May I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy, well and happy, free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harm and danger. May our mind states too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May it keep itself happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within. Then we can radiate the same metta to our loved ones. May our loved ones, may they all too be well and happy. Well and happy, free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harm and danger. May their mind states too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. Then you can radiate the same metta to all beings. May all beings within this vicinity, known and unknown, seen and unseen, and all Dhamma friends, Kayanamitas, who are meditating, may they all too be well, all happy and peaceful always. May they too be free from all harm and danger, free from all suffering, both mental and physical suffering. May their mind states too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled, and may they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. Then we extend this metta to all beings. May all beings throughout the entire existence, the whole of Putrajaya, Selangor, Malaysia, Southeast Asia, Asia, our world, planet Mother Earth, and all of our solar system, all of our Milky Way galaxy, and the whole universe. May all beings throughout the entire universe too be well and happy, well and happy. May they all too be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering. May they all too be free from all harm and danger. May their mind states too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. And may they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. By now you should be more calm and more peaceful. Then you go back to your facial muscle, you feel. Just feel. Then relax everything. Then you move your attention now to your neck. Feel, relax, don't think. Shoulder, do the same. Hand, back to shoulder. Just feel and relax them all. Then move your attention to your heart or chest area. Again, silent everything. Just feel. You can detect your heartbeat or any vibration around your heart area. Just silent your mind and stay there. If you are new, you cannot detect, it's okay. You just feel your heart area. Just like you feel your forehead. If you can detect any tension, any tightness or any stress within, you just relax it, soothingly relax, relax and relax it all. Then you move your attention down to your stomach, do the same, feel, relax. Your abdomen, feel, relax. Then your buttock, feel, relax. Then your leg, feel, relax. Then you can reverse the whole cycle. From your leg, feel, relax. Buttock, feel, relax. Then abdomen, feel, relax. Stomach, feel, relax. Then you move it to your heart area, silent everything and feel and relax. Then you move your attention up to your shoulder, hand back to shoulder, feel, relax, then neck, then facial muscle, feel, relax them all. Then your eye muscle, forehead. By now, you should have completed the training of the mind sweeping method to develop the ability to be peaceful, to be calm. Just feel and think. Don't think. Just feel and relax. Then this mind that you have trained, which is more calm, more peaceful, you need to stabilize it so that it will not start to get lost in thought again, heedless again. We can do it by anchoring it to something that is within your body. The breath, the breathing, in and out breath is the most appropriate and convenient meditation object, highly recommended by the Buddha. So we will train our mind to develop anapanasati. Anapanasati is, anapana is in and out breath, sati is mindfulness. So anapanasati is mindfulness of this in and out breath. And this is very easy. Just like how you feel your forehead, now you feel your breathing. Maintain attention in front of your nostril, feel your breathing. Then like the Buddha said, breathing in, the mind is aware. Breathing out, the mind is aware. Just mind and the breathing move as one without thought. That is the training. Every time the mind wanders off, if it's not able to pay attention to the breathing, then you patiently bring the mind back to your nostril area and feel again. If you are patient enough, not long, this anapanasati will develop. Mindfulness of the in and out breath will become very, very easy to develop. Then as you develop the ability to be with the breathing without thought, your mind will become very different. It will settle down into a very quiet state. They call piti. Piti is a spiritual calmness, spiritual quietness, or spiritual joy. Then your mind will have peace and joy within. This piti will develop and make you like to develop this meditation. Once piti arises, you just continue to relax into it and silence your mind more and more. Then this piti will transform further to become sukha. Sukha is a very much more refined state of peace. It is called the spiritual bliss. It's a very blissful state of mind. Yeah. So I will just allow you to develop this training of the mind, anapanasati, to develop all this training of the mind to be aware within, to be peaceful, to be calm. Then after that, you just silence your mind. And this mind that is quiet, peaceful and silent will know how to meditate. For those who already know how to meditate, you just relax body and mind, maintain awareness and silence everything. Then you will understand clearly how you function as a human being, how mental consciousness come to be, how the form and mind, the five mental aggregates of form and mind, arise and pass away, dependent on certain thing. Certain thing will arise because we have a physical body that have the five physical senses. Then we have the mind, which is a sixth sense. So together they form the sixth sense door. The mind can make contact with any of the senses. Then you silence your mind to find out what happened upon contact of mind. Then you will develop the understanding. Then your understanding will bring forth the wisdom for you to understand clearly who you are, what you are, and how you function as a human being. And through that, you will understand life. Then you will understand clearly the teaching. That you can develop the wisdom and understanding to liberate your mind so that you are not deluded by what the mind creates. Okay, I'll leave it to you all to meditate. Then after about another 15 or 20 minutes, I will ring the bell.